Lynn Bierking, and I'm delighted to be welcoming all of you to the Sociocultural Dimensions of Free Choice Learning course that is happening this winter term 2015. I've been busy on the Blackboard today, and I know that many of you are very, very aware that it is winter. So to all of you who are out there in freezing places, stay warm. Hopefully this session this afternoon will, or evening for some of you, will get you jazzed up and feeling energized and warm. At any rate, I'm here, Lynn Bierking. I'm a professor of free choice STEM learning, and I'm also associate dean for research, and I'm thrilled to welcome you. But we also have two people who will often be a part of our program, and so I was just going to give each of them a few minutes just to say hi, and then later they're going to answer some questions that were asked of them. Delina, do you want to go first?
Sure, no problem. Hello, everyone. My name is Lena Hosking, and I'm going to be your GTA this term. I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have to say about some of the really cool readings that we have this term, and really discussing how, you know, culture influences our behaviors and things like that. Brief little bit about my background. I am a clinical laboratory scientist, and for the past 5 years, I've been teaching in the college environment, and so I've been there in the classroom, and I also had a chance to teach in a free choice learning setting known as 4-H, and have done some community work in that, and excited just to be here in class.
Michelle, you want to jump in?
Sure. So my name is Michelle Milam. I'm the instructor for the certificate side of the Free Choice Learning Program. So I don't get to interact with any of the master students in my role as instructor. But the purpose of us joining, all the certificate side joining the radio show, is for us to connect. So these are kind of the few opportunities that we'll get to hear from each other and hopefully have students from both sides call in. I'm actually a PhD candidate here at Oregon State University based in Corvallis, and fingers crossed, in my last year of my program, I'm about neck deep in data and collection and analysis, and still loving my project, so that's really what matters. But I have a lot of interests and focused in on aquarium volunteers and staff for my dissertation research, and I'm really interested in ways that working in a conservation organization such as an aquarium does or doesn't shape those people's environmental identities. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
That's really cool. And actually, for both of you, there are people who are in the course, for example, Lena, that work in extension, and I know we'll be really interested to connect with you. And Michelle, we have a ton, probably because of Sean, a ton of people interested in marine science, some of them in labs or outdoor settings, and then some people also interested in aquariums. So we have such a rich, that's just in the class. And I want to welcome all the certificate participants too, and I was really excited to see the list, and am excited about this opportunity to interact with all of you. Being sort of a sociocultural maven, which I really, really am, I've already been seeing all these connections between people who are in the certificate program and some of our students, and see opportunities for mentoring, and so Michelle and I may have to put our heads together to see if we can create some havoc in terms of that. But that's probably a great place to sort of begin and talk a little bit about the course. I'm not going to go and I'm sure everyone will be thrilled by this, go through and sort of read the syllabus to everyone. But I do want to describe the general layout of the course and also want to talk specifically about what we'll be doing in Module 1. We want to spend some time doing that, but we actually have a number of questions that were sent in ahead of time, and I really want to encourage people to feel very comfortable to send questions. We have a place in the course where you can send questions in. I know Michelle also has a place because she gave me a question earlier today, and so really want to encourage people to feel like they can contribute to the show in that way. It really helps a great deal. I should say one thing. I was having difficulty keeping the chat on and also being in the dashboard where I can see if there are callers. That's real techie talk because I've got this really cool little studio in front of me. But so if you do have questions that come up during the show itself, if you could send those to me today via an email, and I think both Michelle and perhaps, I guess, Lena, you might be able to keep an eye to see if any questions come in on the discussion board.
Yep.
Okay, cool. I just wanted people to know that I'm not able to pick up chatting right now. I'll try to see if there's something that I'm doing wrong, or because I know that's useful when you don't want to call in, but you'd love to send a question. So anyway, the course is relatively simply laid out. We have 5 2-week modules. The first module, which technically started today, but I will try to have each of the modules open on at least the Monday before the Tuesday when it begins for those people who like to get a jump on things, and I may even, if possible, be able to have the module available on Sundays. But this module is really an introduction to some of the language and ways of talking about the sociocultural dimensions of learning. And I just want to say that hopefully I didn't frighten people as you looked at the syllabus. There are several places where we mention how complex, dense, complicated some of these ideas are. That was not at all to frighten people away, but for some reason, and I think even more than in the personal and physical dimensions of free choice learning, some of the language and ways of talking about the sociocultural dimensions of learning can be a little technical, sound a little jargony, and I just wanted you all to know that all of us are learning some of the ways to think about this. I think every time that I teach this course, and it's about the sixth or seventh time I've taught it, I learn something new about the sociocultural dimensions of learning. And I think many of you know, some of you know, that I've been in the field. This is my 35th year. And so I just want to let you all know that it's complex, but it's really cool. And so don't be frightened. But that's one reason we have 2 weeks to sort of slip in a little bit, begin doing some readings, and we actually have a non-graded assignment. One of the things that you'll be doing in this module is we actually have some video, and actually what I'm excited about is it's video, it says, of a family learning at home. Actually, I should be honest, part of it is a video of a home educating family. So this is a family that chooses to educate at home, and it's just an opportunity for you to to watch a video and see what you notice and so forth. And, you know, we have some questions that we've asked you to consider. As I said, this is not a graded assignment, but you will see as we talk about the next two assignments, it should really help you think about how to approach those assignments. And we'll have some introductory readings. The second module, we're really going to jump right in and begin talking about culture and how one unpacks culture. So we're going to be talking about issues of behavior and norms, the roles that people play, and stuff about assumptions. And I will say one of the themes that will run throughout this course is the notions of macro-level sociocultural dimensions. So those are things like, you know, culture, gender, race, and then we'll also be looking at and talking about micro levels of sociocultural dimensions also, what that looks like on the ground and how those larger macro structures shape and influence how people interact with one another, both in familiar institutions, like, for example, the family, which many anthropologists and sociologists describe as an educational institution, but also as we are out in the world interacting with people. And so we'll be jumping into that, and the assignments for that module will actually be to choose some kind of environment. Many of you are working in free choice learning environments. You're welcome to use your own settings. Sometimes it's great to go somewhere else and look in another environment, and we're just going to have you do a fairly open-ended observation. This is an opportunity to get your feet a little bit wet in terms of looking and noticing the kinds of interactions that people have, and that's why that video that I was talking about in Module 1 will be really helpful, because you will have begun to look and notice and see what people are saying, what they're doing nonverbally, and that should be really helpful as you do that data collection experience. In Module 3, we're going to begin talking in sort of at another macro level of culture, talking about social stratification. So we'll be talking about gender and race and class and how those constructs really influence people's agency and ability to sort of interact. And I just want to do a little jargon check here to say that I know for some of you already it sounds like, oh my goodness, what are all these words? Believe me, you will better understand those as you work through the readings and talk with one another and talk to us and so forth. What we're going to be doing in Module 3 is actually watch another video, and this time what we're going to be looking at is we're going to actually be observing. It looks like for some reason we only have 35 seconds left. Michelle, are you there?
I am. I am trying to resolve the situation and make us go live.
Are we not live?
I think it may have only recorded set the time for 15 minutes.
Ah.
So, well, let's see.
Yeah, I have that we have 8 seconds remaining.
Yeah. I am really, I thought I was live, but
Now it says that it quit.
Okay.
Like it only gave you 15 minutes of recording time?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Are people still there, though? I wonder if... Can someone send one of us an email to let us know if you can still... They probably can't hear us, right?
I do not know. I have it still as live on my dashboard.
Yeah. I mean, I've never...
And on mine, I don't. When I go to the blog radio, talk radio show, it doesn't say
up at the top end episode, but, I should have noticed it did, when I came on, it said, did you only schedule it for 15 minutes maybe? Is that, because I looked down at it.
I know I set the time and I probably overlooked the amount of time that the show runs. I just hit 4 o'clock, and I bet I overlooked the duration.
Okay. No, so can we... I don't know what to...
Yeah, I apologize. I don't know how to fix that.
Oh, no. That's...
It's completely
well, now
my
I
fault.
Now I have a line that says the show audio is loading, but, oh, maybe that's just what we have already recorded.
Once I looked down, I should have realized that earlier when I saw 15 minutes. I wasn't even okay.
Hold on. I'm trying to create a new.
Oh, I see. Okay. Are you able to create a new episode?
I think that
was not. Lynn, are you also in the create or?
No. I thought I'd let you do that. So.
Let me get out. Yeah, I was just going to say I accidentally hit create.
I was trying to send the class a note.
Because I can see where I could try to create something, but then I don't know.
No, we'll let Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, oh gosh. I got a notice that we've reached the limit of episodes per day. You cannot create more episodes on this date.
Huh. Oh, I wonder if we have to get out of it.
You mean like we have to log out?
Yeah, I wonder if since we're still talking, it...
Oh, like we should get off the air.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Think that might be it, Michelle?
I do not know because I have only ever called in to chat, so we can try it, I suppose, and while we're off the phone, I can call Jen Bachman and see if she can answer
this for us. And honestly, don't feel bad about this. I mean, the worst come... I can't do it tomorrow, Lena, because I have an oral exam, but on Thursday, do you have the same time?
Yeah, I could do it the same time.
That's the other possibility is we could reschedule. But let me, if this doesn't work, but let's see if we can salvage it.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll get off, and then I'll just keep my email up.
Yep. And I'm going to send a note out to all of, at least the master students, so they know what happened.
Okay.
That's perfect.
All right.
I'll call Jen.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.